All right, I'm really excited to share this message with you, mainly because this is something that God has really been working with me on.
我今天很高兴要跟你分享的是神在最终一直在我心中做工的这一节今天的题目。
So parents, I have a suggestion for you this morning.
所以父母亲们，我今天有一个建议给你们。
I want you to let your children sleep in a little bit on school mornings.
学的时候你们可以让你们孩子多睡一段时间。
After all, I think healthy children should be getting about 10 hours of sleep a night.
尤其是健康的小孩子每天大概睡10个小时。
If they're an hour or too late to school, it really shouldn't make a difference.
如果他们晚到学校一两个小时，应该是没有什么太大问题的。
Also, you should let them make their own study time decisions.
应该让他们自己决定他们什么时候要读书。
If they prefer to chat on Facebook or play Xbox, let them.
如果他们自己要选择去 Facebook, 我不知道怎么翻译。
After all, they're growing adolescents, and so they should be encouraged to make value decisions for themselves.
事实上他们是已经在成长的年轻人，所以他们自己要决定他们要做什么。
I mean, you can't change them to love school, so why would you force your opinions on them?
你不能改变他们对学校是不是喜欢的，所以你为什么要这样做？
I hope, and I think so far, sorry, from your reaction that you understand I'm not being serious here. This is facetious. If we actually believe this approach to the education of our children, this really would be appalling. However, I believe that sometimes we approach the Christian education of our children in the same way.
事实上说真的，我们对我们孩子的基督教育的讲解也是事实上这样做。
And I speak to you not as a Caucasian speaking to Asians who are overly concerned about education and there's this big cultural difference.
我不是说以一个白人的家长的身份跟你们讲，你们都是亚洲的，都是很重视孩子教育的。
But I see this as a problem for everyone, regardless of culture. That's true for me as well.
事实上，这是一个普通大家都有的，不是对文化背景不同的。Although
we want our children to become mature Christians, we don't take an active role in the Christian education of our children.
事实上说，我们虽然说我们希望孩子是，我们的有时候我们对我们孩子的基督化基督教育的来讲，就像一个我们事实上不是采一个很积极的态度去做。
So I think the good news this morning is that this is not a surprise to God. We haven't caught him off guard. In fact, he's supplied us with the answer to this problem in Deuteronomy 6. You might be sitting here thinking that, okay, this message doesn't apply to me. I've already put in my time. I'm retired.
Yeah, 这个事实上对我讲起来，事实上跟我没有关系啊，因为孩子已经大了，我已经不需要担心了。Maybe
as I'm talking, you can think of other parents who they should be listening now, but I don't need to.
事实上，这是有些家长是应该注意的。We
need to be examining our own hearts, the responsibility of Christian education of our children. It doesn't just fall to parents, it falls to the whole church.
事实上，我们都仔细想起来啊，对小孩子的 基督化基督的教育，我们讲起来不是说只有家长才有，是整个教会的。So
my question to all of you this morning is, what are you doing to help?
我今天给你们提出来的问题是说，你要怎么样来帮助？
If you're here and you're young enough to be considered a student of Christian education, consider it a privilege. You get to listen in on the curriculum.
如果你是年轻人，年轻人，你们今天应该很高兴的说，你们可以这边去听听看，我们讲到我们那个。
So what is our responsibility in Christian education?
那什么是我们的责任呢？有关这个基督教育。
What does God expect for us? Let's look again at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
神对我们有什么期望？我们现在看看生命记第六章。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Ed, I'll just read it in English and we can all follow along. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
他刚刚念的是第六章四到九节，就是你们以前在读经文的时候读到的。
When it comes to Christian education, it's clear, it's very clear in this passage that God wants us to be very hands-on with our children, right?
当我们看到这个经节的时候，我们想到这个，就是讲到这个基督在计划教育的时候，神事实上要我们每一个人亲手去跟我们孩子在一起做。
We see clearly here that every day should be an opportunity to teach them God's truth.
事实上，每天我们都有很好的机会来教导我们小孩子，教导神的话，教给小孩子。
You can't really make that passage say anything else, right?
事实上，对这经节上讲已经清清楚楚的。
But I'm a parent too, and God's idea of Christian education can appear to us to be forced. Sometimes it seems even unnatural.
这个他是一个。父亲，是说在教导孩子上，事实上看起来是，常常是让我们感觉到说很自己在压在小孩子身上。
I mean, can you imagine Levi, my son, at age 15, right? He's playing Mass Effect 15 in the basement, and I come down and I want to talk to him about growing in grace.
你想想看他，当他那个小 baby 那个儿子，等到十五岁的时候，在他们家地下室玩 ，I don't play piano, so I don't play music.
That's okay.
我不知道什么叫 Mass。Mass Effect 5. I don't know what that is. 不知道什么意思。那他下去跟他
The background knows what that is.
那下去跟他孩子讲关基督上的计划教育。
Okay, I can't talk to Levi. Maybe I'll go talk to Claire. Oh wait, she's 18. She's busy with college applications. But I want to talk to her about the Holy Spirit's role in her life.
Okay, 他如果假如他跟那个谁啊 Levi 谈不进去的话，他跟他那个女儿 Claire 你们都知道的，那时候已经十八岁了。所以他就跟他去谈基督山教育的话，他要去申请大学。
So I understand. We fear that we can appear preachy. We fear that we're cramming our religion, our beliefs down their throats.
事实上，你会感觉到，或许我们像那种当做牧师的样子，把那个基督山的教育教导，就要把它硬塞在小孩子的那个他的喉咙里面，然后硬塞进去。
But our problem with Christian education is not because of God's poor design.
我们的问题并不是说这个基督的教育是一个很不好的，神给他一个很不好的设计。
God's design is much more natural than that. It's not forced. It's not heavy-handed.
事实上，神对这个基督教育事实上不是很强力的，而是一个很自然的。
And so one of the reasons why I think this passage is so beautiful is because God anticipates this problem and He gives us an answer.
所以我们刚刚读的六章四到九节是非常美丽的，神事实上很早就计划好了。
So Deuteronomy 6 and verse 20, let's read it together again.
第六章第二十节，我们大家一起读。
I'll just read it in English.
他读英文。
When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? So two things I notice from this text.Is that there's no if? It doesn't start with an if or a maybe, but there's a when.
这个经节上从来没有讲到假如或者什么时候。
So this question will arise from your children, even if they never express it to you.
所以这个有两个有问题会从小孩子发出来，就是他没跟你讲，他都是有这个意思在里面。
There will come a time in their lives, probably earlier rather than later, where they say, Christianity, what is this all about anyways? All these rules?
他们可能会有这种怀疑说，我们的基督教 Christianity, 这个基督教是什么？它什么样的道理在里面？它什么样的规定呢？
And so, at its root, this question is not just a question of facts, but at its root, this is a question of identity.
它这个真正的问题的根本不是在说事实讲事实问题，而是讲到说是他的那个 identity 是他的本质是什么。
So when you hear the question, "What about all these rules?" Don't take it as that at face value that it's about rules. Take it, "What is this Christianity about as a whole? This identity."
所以当小孩在问你说这个讲到这个基督教这个事情的时候，他不是讲这个事实，也不是讲这个规定，而是讲说他这个基督教的本质是什么。
The very little mechanical ability that I have comes in part from my grandfather, called him Pop Up.
我一点点小小的那个会做一些那个工具的事情是从他的祖父来的。
He can make anything, he can fix anything, at least that's how I remember it. I spent many hours with him installing an electrical outlet, replacing a furnace, he showed me how to fix our Dodge Caravan. So I remember working with him, my grandma, and he moved down to Memphis to be with us, and they just bought a new house. And I remember him being very unhappy with some of the work that the builders had done there. And he said to me something that's really stuck with me. He said, "That's shoemaker's work. That's not what civilians do." My apologies to any shoemakers here. What my pop-up wanted for me is he wanted to pass on the family identity that civilians work hard and they do the job right. And we're passing on a Christian identity to our children. It's not based on pride or our own ability to do good. It's based on our delight at our being born again by the saving sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's based on us being aware of the privilege that we have of being adopted into the family. So what are God's instructions? When your son comes to you, what are we to say? Then you shall say to your son, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand." And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and grievous against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. So I see this first part of advice. I could sum it up in one word. I would say deliverance. So what we as parents are supposed to do is we're supposed to point vigorously to the deliverance that God has provided us. You see, for the Israelites, this was God's instruction that they were to point back in history. Look, this is what God did in the past.
对犹太人讲讲，他们要教他们的孩子的时候，他们要知道以前，就是说这个是看神带我们把我们拯救出来。
And so, of course, we do this by telling the greatest story ever told, never tiring of the repetition.
As we
read through the Bible, we get a sense that God knows that we will get tired of repeating this. In Ephesians 3:8, Paul says he's been called to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Even earlier in this chapter, verse 12, if you look, Moses' advice to the children of Israel is, "Watch out, lest you forget." And then we have Psalm 103 in verse 2, where the psalmist encourages us to not forget all his benefits.
102, 102, 102节就跟他们讲说不要忘掉，不要忘掉。
And so, if we're going to be repeating something over and over, there has to be something of special value there.
所以如果我们要一而再，再而三的重复的跟他们教导他们的话，一定有一些很 特殊的价值在那里。
And that's true of the gospel. It has depth. It's like a beautiful diamond.
就像我们的那个福音一样，是我们的福音，就像钻石一样，是有很深度的，有各种的美丽在里面。
And so, as you would a diamond, we should never tire of rotating it slowly under the light and looking at the different facets.
就像钻石一样, 你要把它慢慢地转过来, 在各种光下之下, 去看它有各种不同的色泽。
If we're not continuously excited about the gospel, it should be no surprise to us that our children are not either.
所以假如我们自己都对这个福音没有什么太大的兴趣的话, 我们可以想象到我们孩子也不会有这个兴趣的。
I find my excitement for the gospel hard to muster up, particularly at bedtime.
所以我们真的是要,尤其在睡觉,想睡觉的时候,我们真的很,有时要花努力才能把它弄出来。
Bedtime is that magical part of the day where the war between parents and kids ceases.
就是说,睡觉时间到的时候,事实上小孩子的房间跟父母亲的房间中间是隔绝的。
So I'm eager for Claire to be in bed. I want peace.
所以我因为我是需要平安的,所以我就安平安的,所以我希望Claire赶快睡着。
Therefore, I tend to rush over prayers, skip over Bible reading.
所以我常常会怎么呢?就是说我的祷告很快就祷完了,有时候还没有忘掉,还忘掉去读圣经的话。
But my desire for peace and quiet is not really the problem here.
我想要我们能够安静下来,整个家里安静下来,不是主要的问题。
The problem is that I have lost my excitement for the gospel and my passion for what God can do for Claire.
而是我真正的问题在我忘记的说,这个我们的福音,神的福音,我能够忘记的能够把这事情交给Claire。
My need is to run to God and cry out to Him to help me enjoy and appreciate the gospel again.
我的需要是我真的应该到神面前来求,跟神要求说,我真的要重视我们的福音。
But I would also say to you that we shouldn't just be excited about the gospel in a general sense.
我也要告诉你们的,就是说我们不是说只是对这个福音,就是说一个简简单单的认识。
But I would argue that God expects and requires of us to be excited about the gospel in a very specific way.
而是我是觉得我们神要我们对那个福音有一个非常非常,认识一种非常非常的认识,特殊的认识。
The Israelites are very specific in their remembrance. Of God's deliverance.
犹太人对那个,神的救恩这个是认识得非常清楚。
From specific details, instructions on Feast of the Passover, the Feast of Booths, to Aaron's rod and the jar of manna kept inside the Ark of the Covenant.
他们对神的救恩从各种各种的地方都很认识,很记得很清楚,譬如说他们的那个复活节的晚宴啊,还有那个亚伦帐上长的花啦,还有那个罐子里面装的玛拿啦。
We get the sense that God is almost obsessed with the details of what He's done for His people. And so I think we should be concerned about the details as well. So we need to talk with our children about how God has saved you, how, and is saving you from your own sinful tendencies.
所以当你跟你小孩子讲的时候,说你可以用这个机会告诉他们说神怎么样把你拯救出来。
Be specific here. Talk to them about Christ's victory in your life over pride, over impatience, over anger, and over greed.
而且这个一定要是很仔细,很完整的,要告诉他们说神怎么来战胜你的自己的骄傲,你的自己的 我没有耐心和你的气愤和你的贪心,而且只是给他们说这是神的,是神给你的救恩。
Then you can point to their pride or impatience or anger or greed or whatever and point them to the deliverance that Christ provides and that you have received yourself.
接下来就可以告诉他们说他们也有这个问题,而且告诉他们说主耶稣才是真正的救恩。
They won't believe they need deliverance unless they see that you acknowledge your need for it as well.
他们不会相信他们需要神的救恩,直到除非是你先告诉他们说你自己的需要。You
might be concerned this morning that, okay, maybe this will undermine my authority. I don't really like the way where this is going.
或许你会想说,哇,这样子我做父母的,那我不是已经失掉我做父母的尊严了吗?
That's a valid concern, and I don't want you to treat your children like a priest at a confessional booth where you're coming to them and always confessing your sins to them.
这一次可要小小责的,就像我们不要像,做成一个像是那个什么,天主教会里面,他那个忏悔的一个小房间里面,你变成那个忏悔的那个牧师,不是牧师,叫做priest。
But the beauty of the gospel is that it changes people from the inside out, and if you never show that to your children, who will?
我们知道福音的美妙就是从我们内心中的改变。如果你不把这个事情教导你孩子的话，谁会教导他们？
And I think the real question here is, are we as parents more concerned about our pride than we are about our children's souls?
所以说问题在这边就是说，你是自己比较注意到你自己的自尊呢，还是你会更关心到你孩子的灵魂？
So we've seen the deliverance that we are to remember and point our children to. Let's look at what else God has for us.
所以说你看到救恩这方面，就是说完全是说我们要把我们自己交给他们，然后知道说只有靠神的救恩才能够得救。
And he brought us out from there that so that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to our fathers.
所以他把我们从那个罪恶的埃及带出来，把我们带到要应许的地方去，就是我们将来得救的地方。
Talk to them about the promised land.
告诉他们有关这个神给我们的应许之地。
Remind them that everything that is wrong will actually one day be made right.
有些事情坏做坏的将来会做对。
You know that bad things happen to your kids every week, right? From the large to the small.
你知道这个坏的事情都会发生在你自己的小孩，不管大或小。
Maybe they, I don't know, found out one of their friends was texting cruel messages about them and they're upset about that relationship.
或者你的孩子他发现他一个朋友在用那个电 I don't know how to say the texting.Okay. In Chinese, 就在打那个字信，短信用那个电话。
Maybe a teacher treated them unfairly.
所以他的老师对他不太公平。
Maybe a classmate passed away.
说不定他的朋友过世。
We must point out the problem of sin. It's all around us.
我们一定要指出我们的那个在我们。包括我们环境附近的罪恶。
And while you're pointing at the sadness, the wrongness of sin,
当你指出那些这个悲哀的这些的问题，还有他的罪恶
，point to the goodness of the place that God is preparing for His children.
你也可以指到那个神给我们美好的地方。
The King of the new heavens and the new earth is wise and powerful and good.
我们在天上的父神是什么最好的、最有力量的？
He will right every wrong. Assure them of that.
他会使所有做错的事情变对。
Tell them about your own longing to see God's kingdom come.
可以告诉他们说，你事实上也非常渴望神的天国。
Tell them about the joy of finally being set free from our sinful desires.
也可以告诉他们，当你是完全可以脱离罪恶的，你的喜悦。
So the Kony 2012 video by Invisible Children now has, I think, 83 million views on YouTube.
有一个。那个影片叫 Kony 2012年有大概八千多万人看到的这个影片在你的那个YouTube 上面传来传去。
So when the video was first released, there was so much traffic that the website crashed.
当这个影片在放出来的时候，因为有太多的人想进去看，就那个他那个放这个影片的就是 crash, website crash。
Maybe you saw the video, maybe you didn't. But what made this video so potent?
或许你看过了，或许你没看过了，还没看到这个影片为什么是那么强而有力的呢？
Well, for one, it was very well put together. The cinematography was very well done.
当然，这个它的放在一起，它的背景弄起来都非常漂亮。
But I think for me and probably for other people,
对我来说，或者对一些别人的话。
What drew viewers to the video was this interview with a little Ugandan child named Jacob.
这个影片是讲到是一个就是说访问跟这个小孩子乌干达的小孩子一个。
In the video, Jacob describes in detail his fear of constantly being afraid of being kidnapped by Joseph Kony and his army.
他所担心的，这小孩子担心就是常常被他们的军队会抢劫去当叫他去当兵。
It was really a thing that just consumed him. Any time he could be kidnapped and forced to become a child soldier.
就他很怕他被抓去当小孩子兵人。
If he refuses, he'd be killed, just like his brother was.
如果他拒绝了，他马上被杀死，就像他的哥哥一样。
In fact, Jacob says that he was there. He watched his brother die.
事实上 ，Jacob 说，当他哥哥被杀的时候，他在那边看到。
And at one point during the interview, it gets really intense when he admits that he would rather die
当他们在盘问这个小孩子的时候，挡在一段时候，小孩子是说他事实上他临着死。
He has no chance to go to school. He has no hope. He lives in constant fear.
他没有办法去学校，他一天到晚活在一个恐惧的生活中，是真的没有办法，没有什么希望。
And the man behind the video camera says, "Really? You would rather die? Yeah, I'd rather die."
所以那个访问的那个记者就说：“你真的你宁愿死吗？”
And he begins to sob uncontrollably.
就是小孩子开始哭，他没办法控制他自己。
And so, as you're watching this video, the only possible, it seems like the only possible human response is to want to help this boy, no matter what.
所以当你看到这个时候，你真的你的心里想的就是说，我要怎么帮助这个小孩子。
So whatever your response to Kony 2012, whatever your opinion of it, it's a reminder that we can never, ever fully stamp out injustice.
所以不管你的反应是怎么样，事实上在这种情况之下，我们真的是没办法把所有世界上不公平的事情弄平。
There's only one who is worthy and able, and that's the Lamb of God.
只有一个可以做到，就是我们的主耶稣。
He will.
他能够做到，他也会做。
The Lamb who is slain is worthy to judge, and everything that is wrong will one day be made right. So remind your children of that.
所以只有我们的主耶稣能够来做这件事情，将来所有不好的事情都会变成对的。
So we've seen deliverance, and we've seen the promise that we've been given.
我们刚才讲到救恩，我们刚才讲到神的应许。
So once you talk about deliverance, once you talk about promise, then you can talk about purpose.
所以当你跟你小孩子讲过救恩，讲过应许，现在我们讲到目的。
Let's read 24 and 25 together. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. And it will be righteousness for us if we're careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded us. God is to be feared, and God is to be loved, both.
神是要我们敬畏的，神也是要我们爱的。
If we take away one of these, we lose the idea of God's commandments.
如果少掉一种的话，我们就看不到神的真正他的目的，他的命令。
So we've received deliverance and promise, and we know God loves us, and then we also must fear Him.
我们从神那边得到救恩，从神那边得到应许，因为神爱我们。
So,
we
need to be bold enough to tell your children that their refusal to obey God's commands is part of the pathway to damnation.
所以我们要勇敢地告诉女儿说，如果你不接受神的命令的话，你就会得到惩罚。
Be sensitive enough with them also to tell them that obeying God's commandments is good for life, this life and the next.
当然，你要跟他们要那个要敏感地跟他们讲说，你那个当你听神的话，这些都是对你今生好，对你以后的永生也好。
When they're struggling with friendships at school, remind them, tell them of the beauty of the love displayed in 1 Corinthians 13.
当他们在学校挣扎的时候，跟他同朋友挣扎的时候，你要告诉他们，去看看那个在哥林多前书13章里面讲的爱。
When they're really stressed out about school, tell them of the freedom from the bondage of worry that Christ talks about in Matthew 6.
所以当他们在学校的功课很压力非常大的时候，就告诉他们在那个马太福音六章二十五到三十节讲到说，我们脱离这些捆绑的时候，我们有那么多的自由。
We have in Deuteronomy 6 this phrase, teach them to be careful to do.
我们在生命记第六章刚刚讲到说，我们要怎么样很小心的去做。
There's a skill that they have to learn about how to be careful to do.
有一个技巧他们要自己一定要学到怎么去小心的去做。
And they really have to learn from you how to shine God's word on their feet so they know where to go.
他们一定要从你们学到说怎么样把神的话当像脚前的灯放在前面，带着他们怎么走。
And as you're learning and instructing them in God's word, don't forget to go back to number one and remind them of the deliverance, remind them of the promise.
所以当我们跟他们讲这些事情的时候之后，你绝对不要忘记，要回到以前跟他们讲到神的救恩。
So in conclusion, we must share our Christian identity with our children.
So
This is Dorothy Sayers. She has influenced our country, and the growth of classical education has flourished in part because of her. She has a famous quote that I think is fairly accurate in assessing our educational system.
这是一个非常很有名的一个那个话，他很，我觉得他是蛮公平的来评论我们现在教育的结果。
She says, "Is not the great defect of our education today that although we often succeed in teaching our people subjects, we fail lamentably on the whole in teaching them how to think? They learn everything except the art of thinking."
事实上，这句话总结讲起来的话，他说我们事实上没有教好小孩子怎么去想。
Misquoted there, she said learning. I would like to take this quote, and I think it really applies very well to Christian education. So without apology, I'm ripping off Dorothy Sayers, and here's what we get. Is not the great defect of our Christian education today that although we often succeed in teaching our people's subjects, we fail lamentably on the whole in teaching them how to be Christian? They learn everything except the art of following Jesus.
他这边讲的就是说，事实上，当我不是我们基督教教育的失败，缺点，主要的是说，我们常常教导他们小孩那个学生各种的subject，就是说各个题目，但是我们真的完完全全失败的是在教导他们怎么样去做一个基督徒，怎么样去学，然后我们学的所有的事情，但是真的就是真的忘掉怎么去跟随主耶稣基督。
So if you've ever been to Colonial Williamsburg or a place like this, maybe a Civil War reenactment, you know what I'm talking about.
如果你们有机会到这个 Williamsburg 那个 Virginia 那边，他们就讲到以前美国独立战争的时候。
The crazy people you see here running around with rifles and strange costumes are probably not PhD candidates or professional historians.
这些人可能不是我们真正的那个历史学家或者 PhD 的博士。
Most of them are just teachers, librarians, restaurant managers, and they've got a passion for history.
这些人那边很多可能是餐馆的老板啊，或者说一些小老师啊，或图书馆员，他们很对这个历史非常有兴趣。
And they know their stuff. They won't just hand you a map and tell you to go enjoy yourself. They will ask you if you need any help. They love history, and they want you to love it too.
他们这些人真的就是说非常喜欢。 历史，他们很喜欢教你们历史，所以他说，他会问你说，我们可不可以帮你任何事。
They want you to charge Bunker Hill with them, or maybe make candles from wax.
他们要你跟他一起去攻打那个一个小丘上面，他也会教你们怎么做蜡烛。
These forgotten ways and colonial practices become familiar to us because someone is engaging us in them.
所以这样教我们当时我们那个当时的我们他们的生活习惯。
They're showing us the way.
他们教我们一个方法,
They're not just sitting in a classroom, pointing at a chalkboard and talking.
他们不是在一个就在学校老师的教室里面教，教师在教他们小孩怎么做。
So I hope by now you understand what I'm trying to say, that Deuteronomy 6 is not just calling us to be a good person around our kids.
所以我希望你们现在了解的这个整个情况，就是说现在在。
Yes, we are to live like Christ, and that does mean loving your kids.
事实上是，我们是要像我们主耶稣一样，但是。But
there's nothing distinctly Christian about a parent who's kind and loves their children and doesn't get angry with them. Muslims, Mormons are just the same.
并不是说我们各种在宗教之下的父母亲都会对小孩子会爱他们，会有时候会生气。
So what I hope and pray for us, for myself, is that we resolve, with God's help, to delight in the gospel and to share our daily experience of growing in grace with our children. I'll say it again because this is the message that I really want to leave you with, that I want us to resolve, with God's help, to delight in the gospel and to share our daily experience of growing in grace with our children.
所以我再讲一遍，就是说靠神给我们的恩典，我们可以解决，用这个resolve，让我们可以解决一切问题，跟我们孩子一起成长。
Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we realize that we do need your help in delighting in the gospel. But we also take great delight in how you have so specifically given us a curriculum for helping our children. So we ask that you would help us to grow in grace. So that our mouths and actions would be overflowing with the goodness of your deliverance, of your promise, and of your rules which delight our hearts. And we are only so bold to ask these things of you, these things that seem impossible, because we know you are able.
Amen.
Amen.